Welcome back to the I'm Moving to Italy podcasts. This is Nathan Heinrich.
And I'm Vera Sarzano.
And we would like to welcome you back to the podcast. Now, today is going to be a little bit of an unconventional episode, kind of a detour from the 20 regions of Italy track that we've been on for the last 18 episodes. We had a tiny bit of a curveball thrown at us this week, didn't we, Vera?
Oh, yeah. A curveball, it's like a baseball reference, I guess. So we don't use that in Italian, but we most certainly did.
This week has really thrown us off of our game, hasn't it? Certainly me, at least.
It's been quite a week. Yeah, but sorry, I cannot just talk and pretend nothing is happening. Can I tell everybody what I'm seeing right now? There's Nathan in his living room with a canvas in front of him. And, well, he didn't show me what he's painting because, I don't know, he's particularly grumpy today. He was like, show me what you're doing. No. But he has his hands covered in oil paint, black, white. And the palette is right on his desk. So as soon as he moves his hands, like, it's going to make a mess of everything. And he's just getting into the podcast. Like, he was painting when we started this call, okay? He just stopped painting and started recording. You just can't do that. Why are you painting?
Well, I'm painting because I don't seem to have the ability to just do nothing. I haven't given myself permission to do nothing for years. And when I do nothing, I am plagued with feelings of laziness. So because things haven't been going great this week, or at least I should say going to plan, and I normally would be editing today's episode, that's how I spend my weekends, because I don't have that to do, and I'm so used to doing things, I decided, well, I have a painting project that I'm painting something for my dad. I'm actually painting a scene from my grandfather's ranch to give to my dad in the future. And it's been sitting here on my easel for the last couple of months. And I decided, you know what? I need to finish up that painting. And yeah, our guest today for this episode has been MIA. In fact, several guests. So that's what we're trying to get at right now. And so things haven't gone according to plan. And so because they haven't gone according to plan, on my normal schedule of what I would normally do on a Saturday or a Sunday has fallen through. I have to occupy myself with something. And so I'm painting. So yeah, that's why I'm painting. And that's why Vera is looking at a train wreck right now, covered in paint, because I'm not very organized with my painting. It's sitting on my desk right next to my computer, right next to my phone, my papers, my notes, my microphone, my keyboard, my mouse. Everything is all around me. It's a disaster.
Painting something for your dad is very, very sweet, and I'm sure he will love it. But it's your first Sunday, your first weekend off, and I don't even know how long. Why don't you just do the Italian thing? Just lay on the couch and binge watch TV or go outside and just, you know, sunbathe, walk, have a gelato, and just do nothing without a single worry in the world. That's why Italians live longer, because we don't care. Okay, you have a checklist right now in front of you, and check, check, check. Come on. Is breathing also on that list? And Vera, I can read my name.
You're on this checklist. After this phone call, you and I are going to be able to check this off. Okay, since we're just keeping it very real today, it's okay. So every day, Vera and I have talked about 3x5 cards on this podcast before. I live off of 3x5 cards. I know that puts me back in like the 1950s. That's fine. I'm fine with that. In order to accomplish goals, I have to make daily lists, and basically only about 10 items or 12 items will fit onto a 3x5 card, which is about as much as I can get done in a day. So then I don't feel bad. And I, Vera, I literally check off everything that I do, and I give myself a percentage how well I did that day, as if I'm grading myself every day.
And a gold star sticker.
I write like 90% completed, bravo, or like 85%, good job, or like 75%, nice try.
I cannot even explain how not Italian this is. Like, they should revoke your visa or whatever you have to be here.
I don't even realize how absurd all of this sounds until I'm saying it. Okay, I'm going to read my list. This is how vulnerable I'm going to get today. I'm going to read everything on this list. You're going to laugh at some of these because this is a little bit of self-talk, some of this. Things to do today, February 4th, 2024. So just so you know, Veta, look at this at the very top. So at the very top of my list, I have record with Veta. Obviously, that hasn't been checked off yet because we're not done with that. But I have number two, which I've already checked off, walk in the sun. I wouldn't be able to have accomplished that if today had been cloudy. And I have do 60 lunges, and I broke them up into 20 lunges at a time sections, and I've checked every one of them off. So while I was walking, I did all 60 lunges, so I came home and I checked them all off. Then I had to do 60 squats with overhead shoulder raises with weights. I've done those. I've checked all of those off 20 at a time. Then I decided to start my next article about Italian luggage brands. So I started that today, and so I've checked that off. And then this is not in any particular order, but go to bed. This is what I have down for go to bed early, 11 p.m.
Well, 11 p.m. is early in Italy, but usually that's when you start really working at night. I know you. So yeah, that's not, you're not going to check that at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure.
I always, that's the one of the few that I always get wrong. Sometimes I'll even get real ambitious and I'll say go to bed early and I'll put like 10 o'clock or 10:30. I never am in bed by 10 or 10:30. Write an email to Natalia. Natalia was supposed to be on the show today, was supposed to be on today's episode. She's not. I wrote the email to her. I checked it off. No response yet from her. She probably won't be a guest on the podcast, but anyway, especially if she listens to this. The next one is eat healthy.
Did you?
I checked it off right before I ate half a box of crostoli.
So you're cheating. I mean,
I was eating healthy, so I checked it, and then I ate half a box of crostoli because I got stressed. Oh, and then paint. I can check that off too because I've been painting. So I just checked off paint. And then the last one, which I've also checked, is think positive thoughts and be grateful.
And then you met Veta, and Veta was all like, why are you paying? Why are you doing this? You should get mad with people. If you're frustrated, just shout. And I gave you all this negative thought, but it's actually, you know, a way to let everything out. It's good sometimes, you know, a good shout, a good cry when needed. You just let it all out and then you're fine.
Oh my gosh.
You can live your day without hearing the world.
I'm scraping paint off of my hand right now. Okay, this is going to come across and totally misrepresent who I am. I am not a type A person at all. I never have been. I'm a goal-oriented person, but I'm not type A. I have learned that if I don't make these lists, my meandering, easily distracted personality will not accomplish the things that I really want to accomplish. So I actually have to write these lists to sort of combat my natural tendencies, my natural nature, which is to just sort of do whatever I feel like doing and get easily distracted. And so I've always been that way. So this is something that these list writings is like a trait that I've learned to sort of combat who I am naturally. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
No, it does. I'm just messing with you, but it is a thing that in Italy, we don't do lists that much. I do, but not like you do. I mean, I do my lists so that I don't forget to do things because I tend to forget. Like, I don't know, I read an email that I just got at 1 a.m. before going to bed. And I'm like, okay, I'm replying to this tomorrow. And if I don't write that down, I literally forget. So sorry if I haven't replied to your email yet. Maybe try and reach me again because maybe I read it at a, you know, an inconvenient time for me and totally forgot. So I just do that to remind myself of doing things, not because it's a goal to reach. And most Italians do the same. I mean, we don't set goals for ourselves. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because we sort of already know we won't reach them. We kind of pessimistic folks, but yeah, we see lists in a different way. And we don't, we are never like, oh, tomorrow I'm gonna wake up and do this, this and that. Everything is sometime sooner or later. Yeah, I will. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're married to an Italian. You know that.
I do. He is much more of that ordered person than I am, but it comes naturally for him. He doesn't have to fight his nature the way I have to fight my nature. It comes more naturally to him to just get all of these things. He always has a mental list. He doesn't write actual lists, but he always has a mental list, and he knows exactly what he has to do, what time he has to get up. And he is so structured and so efficient that I'll never be naturally the way he is. Speaking of Italians not making lists, I think maybe if there's any lists that they do make, it's shopping lists, right?
Of course. I know that I want to cook risotto tomorrow. I need to make sure I have everything I need in the house, like onion, well, of course, olive oil is always in the house, some butter, and then maybe red wine and gorgonzola cheese or whatever. So I need to write a list. Actually, that's the only reason why I use Alexa. I have an Alexa device at home, and I don't use it for her for anything else but my grocery list. Want to hear? Alexa, aggiungi cipolla alla lista della spesa. Ta-da!
Oh, that's efficient. Maybe I can talk to Siri. Maybe Siri will make a list for me. I have Siri. I don't have Alexa. So I'll see if Siri does the same thing. She's always kind of slow, if you know what I mean. She doesn't seem to be mentally up to the job half the time. The most that I yell out to Siri, which is pretty regular, is how do you spell something? How do you spell this or how do you spell that? And she tells me how to spell words. That's what Siri helps me with. But okay, so let's get into this a little bit. So today we were going to be finishing up an episode from one of our very last regions here. We've got two regions left, Basilicata and Val d'Aosta. So we have mostly interviewed people who have moved to a region from somewhere else in the world, like moved to one of these regions in Italy from somewhere else in the world, except for when we interviewed Paolo Rigo, Simonetta, and Alessandro. Those three were the exception. Everybody else has moved to that region where they're living now from somewhere else in the world. They all speak English either as a first or second language. And so it's been pretty easy. I haven't hit any major bumps in the road. I've had to work to find some of these guests. Some of them I had to work fairly hard to find. Some of them I stumbled across, but I've always gotten lucky. With these final two regions, Val d'Aosta and Basilicata, I have been trying now for months to find people from these two regions. I wasn't too worried because I thought, just like everybody else, I would find someone. I had been in contact with people. I had emailed back and forth. I had found people on Instagram. I'd found people on all these different creative ways have been trying to find people. Can you tell us what some of these reasons are that maybe these two regions are different for us and why we're struggling to find people from these regions, in your opinion, Vera?
So Val d'Aosta is the smallest region in Italy. And Well, just a handful of people live there because it's all mountains. Okay. So obviously it's tiny, tiny, and just few people live there, and not many foreigners, probably not many expats, because sort of like Trentino Alto Adige in the South Tirol part, Val d'Aosta is basically sort of French. They speak patois, which is a dialect very similar to French with a bit of Italian. And also Val d'Aosta is one of the regions with a special legislation. So it is Italy, of course, probably more Italian than South Tyrol, but still kind of different. So if people from abroad move to Italy, they usually pick a more, quintessential, iconic, standard Italian region. So that's for Val d'Aosta. As for Basilicata, it's a region that is not that small, but 500,000 people live there. And once again, not many expats, not many people moved to Basilicata from abroad because it was probably the poorest region in Italy. Not only Basilicata, Calabria was kind of like that too, Molise. They're very harsh regions with a lot of mountains, and they suffered a big immigration waves, actually more than one bigger immigration waves through the centuries. So you have more people from Basilicata abroad than in Basilicata. And finally, it's been poor for a very long time until very recent times. So probably it's not on the radar yet. It's beautiful. I mean, there are things that are so impressive, especially for Basilicata. It sort of became a thing. It became famous 20 years ago when Mel Gibson shot his movie, The Passion of Christ, in Matera. So the whole movie was actually shot there, and it attracted a lot of attention because Matera is a wonderful city. We will talk about that when we talk about Basilicata, of course. And but before that, it was kind of, out of everything. As for the locals, probably, not that many speak good English, even younger generations. And they're not there, they're not interested. Probably they don't believe what you're saying. It's kind of too good to be true, or why is it happening? Or because this, in Italy, the more south you go, the more they act like this. It's all, I'll do it sometimes. I mean, it doesn't mean this week. Probably a few of the possible guests you contacted will reach out to you in 6 months. And we're like, okay, so are we up for that interview? But you say, will say, oh no, I had that on my list for February 2024. We, and that happens all over Italy, we get scammed a lot. Okay. They call you and they're like, oh, we have a great offer for you if you change your electricity company or your gas company or whatever. Or people, oh, I'm giving you this free book because I'm advertising my book. So, and then you say, no, thank you. And then they insist and they say, okay. And then they charge you for that. It happens all the time. I mean, life for us, it's so difficult. Okay. And probably that's why we are not big fans of change, because everything is so difficult. So basically, there's this American journalist, okay, with a podcast and a website with all the news from Italy. And he wanted to interview them. They're like, why? Okay, either then, I'm gonna, okay. This is fun. It's something that doesn't happen, I think, anymore. Well, no, I saw a few signs actually. All people, okay, going on vacation on a maybe 2 day, 3 day trips, with a bus, like organized by a company or even the comune, even the town hall. Okay. And then they're all on the bus ready to go and visit, churches, all these things that people do. And on the bus, they try and sell them pans and pots, and they're like, oh, buy this, buy that. So the trip was really, really cheap, but then they sort of have them buy pots. So sometimes, when I ask a favor to a friend, I'm like, yeah, don't worry, I'm not selling you a pot set or an encyclopedia, because that's also something they did back in the days. So you see how engraved it is in our DNA. So you come all, you know, American with this beautiful website. I mean, have you looked at, have you checked your website recently? It's very professional. I love it. So people are like, nope, I don't know, I'm not sure. Or even if it's not a real scam, maybe you want something in return. As simple as that. Some money, you know. That wouldn't be a, I mean, it would be a scam if you just charge them afterwards. But maybe, okay, they agree to do the interview and they're afraid that halfway through the interview, you're going to be like, okay, so it's 1,000 euro to be on my podcast.
You know what? I wouldn't have believed that if I hadn't, and you must know Italians so well, because I have reached out to so many people, and so many of the Italians that I've talked to, not the foreigners, the Italians, want to know how much it's going to cost them for me to interview them. Anyway, it's just been interesting, and I don't want to spend too much time talking about why I haven't found anybody to speak to us from these regions, but it's been particularly challenging. So, Vera, we would say in English that we were flying by the seat of our pants or making it up as we go today. Is there an Italian idiom that you can use that would sort of reflect the way we've gone about this episode today?
Of course we do, because that's how we live, right? We don't write lists, so we need a phrase, an idiom or something for this. And it's andare a ruota libera, a ruota libera. So free wheels, like the wheels of a car, the wheels of a carriage, whatever, but it's free, a ruota libera.
Okay, you know what? We actually have that same one in English. We call it freewheeling.
See? That's great.
Honestly, the more that I talk to you about Italian, Vera, the more I realize that Italians that moved to the United States brought their language and their culture with them, and they literally shaped English in the United States.
We have another one that means the same thing, sort of. Let's see if you understand it. Andare a braccio. Andare a braccio. So with no script, to go by your arm. Back in the days when they bought fabric, okay, to make clothes or even to make sails for ships, they didn't always have a measuring tape or something. So basically they sold things by the length of the arm, right? So they kept the hem of a fabric with one hand and then just move the whole arm length and then fold it, and then how many arms do you want, and like that. So it was not very precise, because, you know, if the person was very small, the arm was smaller, but still the price was by the arm. Okay, so that's where this idiom comes from.
Okay, so even though we don't have a script today, and even though I wasn't going to share a surrounding sound, I'm going to go ahead and share a surrounding sound anyway with you. Before we get into our surrounding sounds, I want to just say a couple things. First of all, I want to say thank you, Vera, for being here and for having this impromptu episode with us. Clearly, nobody understands Italian language and its origins and the reasons why things are different in different regions, and anything about Italian language, Vera is your expert. So reach out to Vera at chicchelanguage.com for your own private coaching lessons in Italian, group coaching lessons, or any other help with Italian that you might need. Vera is your resource. Again, that's chicchelanguage.com, C-H-I-C-C-H-E, language.com. I've recently read some reviews that you have written on the podcast. Those of you who have, I want to thank you for doing that, because that has helped our show grow significantly over the past 3 years. But if you would like to just take a moment to do that, Vera and I would be very grateful, and it'll help our show grow even more, and it'll help with our sponsorship, because when people listen to the show and they sign up for any of the products that we mention, whether it's Babbel Language, ExpressVPN, or if you sign up for any of Veda's language classes, or if you take coaching from me about moving to Italy, any of these things that you do, that helps our show and helps to support our show as well. But if you don't have the ability or you're not ready to sign up for any of these services or any of these sponsors, just leaving a review on the show makes a huge difference. So I just want to take a quick moment to thank you for that. Thank you for letting me take a minute to share that with you. And I appreciate those of you who have already left a review and those who are going to. Now, on to our surrounding sound for today. A couple weeks ago, I shared with you that Alessandro and I went to our local Mexican restaurant here in Conegliano, and we had a delightful experience. While I was there, of course, I recorded some surrounding sounds, and I'm telling you, there is no happier music than the music that was playing at this Mexican restaurant in our northern Italian city here of Conegliano. So, here's a surrounding sound of what it sounded like at the Mexican restaurant here in Conegliano. The name of the restaurant was La Muchacha, which means, I think, the pretty girl in Spanish. So here is that sound. Veda and I will be back afterwards to say goodbye. Doesn't that music just put you in the mood for a tequila shot, maybe a margarita on the rocks, and some guacamole and chips, Vera?
Pa' arriba, pa' abajo, pa' centro, pa' dentro.
And she also speaks Spanish.
That's how you drink tequila.
That's right. Now, Vera, have you ever done the tequila shots where you lick the salt off and bite into a lime after you take the shot?
Yes, I have. But actually, here in Italy, I don't know if it's a Mexican thing, but here in Italy, when I was young, you know, and partied all the time, there was a thing that we called tequila boom boom, like boom boom, E-U-M-B-U-M. So it was a shot of tequila flavored. I don't know. I like tequila boom boom a la fragola. So strawberry, mint, orange, whatever. I don't know if they added vodka or something. I don't know. And it was, and then some soda because it was sparkling. So you had this shot of tequila. Yeah, probably was tequila, vodka, and soda. Very, and you went tequila, boom, boom. And you just, sorry, I'm like 17 again. Sorry, I should have said 18. I'm back to when I was 16 and 17 again. So basically you hit the bottom of the glass on the counter three times or two. You go tequila, boom, boom, and then you drink it all. But it's freezy, so you, yeah, it's a mess, but it's fun. I'm Italian. But okay, I hope we'll find someone for Basilicata and Val d'Aosta so we don't need to talk about that, about my youth.
Well, thank you for being back here with us today and sharing this time with us. It was wonderful being here with you and this sort of unscripted, impromptu, sort of off the beaten path episode was really fun and a nice break. So I don't know if we're going to be back next week with you or not. Vera and I are looking forward to finishing this season with the last two regions of Italy. We'll be finding someone. Come hell or high water, we will find someone to interview from these last two regions. And Vera and I can't wait to be back to share those with you. It may not be next week, and it may not even be the following week, but we will come back. And when we do, we will conclude this season with our tour across the 20 regions of Italy.
Io e Nathan torneremo molto presto con le ultime due regioni che ci mancano.
And we look forward to being back here with you soon for another episode. So until then, take care. God bless. Ciao, ciao, ciao.